Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma on a beautiful Southern California morning here. And we have Matt Quinnell, Matt Q, from AFCO here. Boy, what a wealth of knowledge this guy is.
Awesome,
and who'd have known when he was like about as tall as this table when we first met him, coming to the live remotes with your dad and all the events and going fishing with us and stuff. How old were you when you first started with Let's Talk?
God, I want to say I was probably five.
I mean,
you know, when you guys were doing the lives at Fred Hall, we'd go down before the show. And, I mean, you know, like I said, it's tradition, you know, being an all-day thing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely interesting to see how things turned out. You know, obviously growing up, I didn't realize I'd get hired at AFCO and, you know, going on year eight. So it's been really good. It's been fun.
Well, you scored. You're certainly with one of the best companies in the business people in the business.
Absolutely.
Too, the Shedd family. Couldn't be better.
Doug and I have been tried to poach Maddie since he was probably 10 years old.
Yeah.
We kept telling his dad, you guys should move down to San Diego. We'll have a job for Matt. You know, so we tried to butter him up with summertime work since he was at least between 10 and 13. We tried really hard to steal him for the tackle store, and, you know, no such luck. He stayed up north.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
very smart man.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, we have a great show, and totally. Matt has brought an incredible gift for one lucky caller.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, check this out. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win the brand-new Camo Reaper. Such an awesome. We've been talking about it all morning, how great that Reaper. I mean, do you call it I don't even know what to call it. Do you call it a hoodie? Do you call it a sweatshirt? Like what do you refer to Reaper? Because it's more than calling it a hoodie isn't fair.
Yeah, I mean, we call it a technical fleece.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean, a lot of people refer to it as hoodie. But yeah, it's a technical fleece having the buff and some of the other features that are built into
it. Killer.
And the water resistance.
Yeah, so it does have DWR repellent on it. So you know, light mist, it'll beat up. Definitely not waterproof. Just wanted to clarify that, but it will repel light amounts of mist.
It's
but
awesome.
You put that under like a Solitude jacket.
Oh, you're
and you're
going to
be in a major rainstorm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, you're going to get that. In addition to that killer Reaper, you're also going to get the brand new 7-inch Flex Fillet Knife from AFCO and two spools of the AFCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon. Fully hooked up. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, you're just chance to get in on all this fun, all this information from Matt, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And, again, we got to mention the text of the show off. The texts are piling up. So many great ones. But, yeah, add on, man. We got another full hour coming your way. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning.
Indeed. All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it. Our fishdope.com report today, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen. You looking for a better way to get bit on those finicky tuna? Make your own seamless top shots all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven. It's all about bait presentation, and the Sato crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get the Sato crimps and selected supplies, the glues, the opening tools, everything involved with Sato. You can find it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and at the Longfin.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to our private motor buddy, our fishdope.com recorder, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Matt. Great show. Fun
yeah,
stuff.
Mark. Awesome.
So we got the first week of December, and it was 37 degrees with frost on the roofs yesterday morning.
Sweet.
I think summer's gone, Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, hey, we got calm conditions and some biting fish, so it's a good weekend to get out there poking around, doing some recon, seeing what's going on. So, locally, squid situation definitely bears watching. The stuff up in the bay looks like it's thinned out a little bit, so hopefully that reloads. But it worked out good for the guys fishing the cods out there in deep water and the bass on the kelp lines. Minimal reports of sea bass and yellows up there yet, though, but probably soon coming on that bigger grade sea bass. Some good news in our Long Beach zone, though. Looks like a little bit of squid showed up here out there around Isers. That bodes well for our upcoming sea bass season. And take note, guys, when you're out there poking around like fishing bass on Isers like that, be sure to keep your squid braille handy because we got a lot of that mackerel and small bonita around, and that'll push up small spots of daylight squid. And you'll see the seagulls all ganged up tight on them, and try and get the sun behind you, slide up and have your squid braille handy and just scoop up a couple balls there, have plenty to go fishing with. At Catalina, squids backside east, backside middle like that, surface fishing over there after an absolutely amazing season is definitely winding down a little. But there is still some of that big yellowtail around. A lot of it's moving deeper this time of year. We're usually fishing 15 to like 25 fathoms on the structure spots there, and definitely some heavier tackle because a lot of that yellow is big. At Santa Barbara Island, no game fish report this week, but good cod fishing, as you might expect. And when you guys are coming home from the island late in the afternoon, don't just zone out there. Keep your eyes open when you're inside the island 10 miles up toward that 172 above Catalina. There's been a little signal on bluefin up there. Two separate reports you guys seeing and catching bluefin up around the 172 there. This is from a week ago, but conditions haven't changed. I've been watching the water, and it's the same water. So
it is amazing. Probably. You run a terrapin chart, and there's still a lot of good water
around.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the guys out there out west right now, just inside the Tanner and the Cortez toward the Condom like that, you know, that bluefin's been around and they got pretty nice working conditions. They wind down, and so it'd be interesting to see what they find out there also. Looks like that big fish is gone, but plenty of that school-sized fish. So there's still lots to do. And, of course, we got the cod fishing, guys, and it's only good through the end of the month here. Then they shut it down for a couple months. So if you're looking to get some cods in a freezer for a fish fry, probably ought to get after it here while we got the good weather.
Of course, fishdope.com, they have all the stuff that you need. Fishdope.com, it keeps you track of it, every day, 365 days a year. Those guys never stop working. And they'll have all the good information for you, whether it be squid, sea bass, whatever, yellowtail,
swordfish.
If you're swordfish, they've got it all at fishdope.com.
Sure, yeah.
$20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And speaking of swordfish, I just posted a new video on our Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, which you can access on the front page of our letstalkhookup.com. Go to letstalkhookup.com, click on the little red YouTube banner at the top, and it takes you right there. And it's a video I shot about a year ago with Greg Stotesbury on my boat. He was showing me how to tie up and rig a squid for deep dropping swordfish. It's really a cool video.
He did it easy, clean to follow, and boy, you want to talk about something that's not intimidating. You know, it's
simple.
It's simple. Little bit of floss, a needle, and a squid, and a hook, and done deal. Quick, easy, clean. That was a really cool video.
Well done, Greg, and we sure appreciate him. And, Mark, we sure appreciate you. And you know what's happening 2 weeks from today?
Yeah, is it really only 2 weeks away?
Yes, Christmas Spectacular with Captain Santa, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Of course, we'll be on our new station, 1090, then. But, Mark, we're really looking forward to having you as playing Santa Claus here for all our listeners on Saturday, 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from Saturday.
Is that going to be back where we were before, same place?
You got it.
Be in the world headquarters.
No, you're going to be. We're right here in the world headquarters. Nothing's changing on the app. Nothing's changing as far as our broadcast location. It's just the radio station's changing. That's it.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to that old 1090 studio. It's driving to your place then.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You'll be right here in the world headquarters, right next to Fisherman's Landing. So, looking forward to it, Mark. And how do we find you in the meantime?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, hey, get this. We got an inquiry from a customer in Italy about a bait tank. And so we're figuring out what he needs. But we asked him, what are you using for bait out there? And lo and behold, he sends us a picture of what looks like our regular market squid in his bait tank on his Grady White right now. And I said, well, what are you using for bait? I mean, what are you using them for? And he shows us a picture about 150-pound bluefin. So
wow.
It's all the same
cool
everywhere.
Is that? Dude, that's way cool.
That's cool. Yeah, all the way in Italy, Pacific Edge bait tanks.
He's fishing off the Indy. In between Sicily and Italy or something like that. So
that's right.
Cool. Well, he should invite you to go fishing.
Well, I think I ought to help him go over and install that damn thing.
Yeah, for sure.
If there's a way to get Mark to install another tank, a trip to Italy might be it.
Yeah, indeed.
Maybe.
Well, hey, Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. Sounds good. We'll see you.
Right. See you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, well, while we're waiting for our catch report to fill in, talking to Marcos on the radio, we've got a great text that came through. AFTCO has been a great partner with our Hobie fishing team. We really love the AFTCO gear we get each year. Can Matt tell the listeners about some of the gear that they've developed for our wet sport? Thanks. That's Jim Salazar.
Jim.
Jimmy.
Yeah, hey, Jim. Yeah, so, you know, I think we're on our fourth year now of sponsoring the Hobie Pro team, and they've been a huge asset to us in giving us guidance on some of the features that, you know, they look for, because it's a little bit different, you know, when they're launching their kayaks, they're getting a little wet. So one of them is our overboard short, which is in the catalog and on our website. That has a waterproof pocket, so if you're putting your, you know, car key fob or your phone, it secures it away. It's a tri-fold waterproof pocket on the right side of the short. The great thing about it, not only does it keep your items really dry with the waterproof pocket, but it's also really nice fitting, and it's stretch. It has four-way stretch, so it's super comfortable. You know, kayak guys, they're always, you know, maneuvering around in the kayak, so it's great to have that maneuverability with,
totally,
with those shorts. And then, you know, we have another suit coming out. I believe it's Transformer, which is packable. That was a request from them. You know, on the way out in the morning, if it's foggy, they're getting a little bit of wet, they do want some type of suit on, but when it gets warm, they want to get out of it. But, you know, on a kayak, you're limited in space, so having that, you know, packable piece where you can put it, you know, behind the seat and tuck it away,
right?
You know, that's super key to them. But, you know, Hobie's been a great partner, and I know Jim's been on him for a while, and Jim always gives up really good feedback, so we appreciate it. But, and there's more to come. You know, we're actively working with Hobie to develop more product that'll roll out over the next year or two.
That's
fantastic.
Cool. Great
All
answer.
Right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that very much. Let's continue with Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
A little slower post-Thanksgiving week this week here. I think everyone's recovering from all that bluefin they ate for Thanksgiving dinner last week.
But
very good half-day fishing. The San Diego is back down today. They're out at the Coronado Islands. Going to take a look around there, see what they can find. Tribute is on a day and a half. Hopefully they'll get back into that tuna or yellowtail there. So keep an eye out for those reports there. Said not much fishing besides that except for the half day this week, so good rock fishing for sure on this half day. They're going to come out and do that. Otherwise, keep an eye on the ports there. Take a look at the schedule. We've got a bunch of day and a half trips and one-day trip scheduled next week, so you still have lots of options to get out there. And still some good fishing showing up, and hopefully that continues here because the weather is actually really nice right now. It's nice to get some boats out there and get onto that fish. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com, and you got our full schedule up there. Got the half days, the full days on the San Diego. And, again, they are fishing the Coronado Islands now, so remember, you're going to need your passports for that one.
Good call.
And I know it's a little tougher to get your passport now, but definitely get started on that because, like we've talked about, for the cost of one full-day trip, you got a passport good for 10 years, and you'll be able to do all the fishing you want there. So definitely check that out. Those half-day trips, like I said, we got the Pacific and the Tribute running day and a half. Can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to answer your guys' questions, get you set up for fishing, and get you out there. Come down, visit some person, get your gear tuned up, and get out on the boat there and catch some fish.
Good call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch sport today. Hey, Anza Knives have been handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
You know, people are looking for great gift ideas where they don't have to go do a lot of shopping. I've got a great one for you. Searcher Bucks.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
So Art and Celia on the Searcher came up with this great idea. It's like cash, and you give the gift of fishing. So you can get any denomination, $10, $50, $100, whatever you want. You just shoot them an email, go to searchersportfishing.com, and let them know, or just give Celia a call in the office. And whatever denomination you want to send somebody fishing, you want to send them a gift, gift enough to get
so
a searcher hat and T-shirt.
Yeah, or cover their galley tab or whatever.
Galley tab,
That's cool. I like that idea.
Exactly. So searcher bucks. A really cool idea, and they'll get the gift with the picture of the boat, and it looks like a dollar, and get it. So just go to searchersportfishing.com.
Figure out the cool stuff. They really do. I dig it. That's a cool team.
Also want to mention, too, that, you know, last year Tony Reyes didn't run any trips. Well, they're back on this year. Tony and Tom have put it together, and Tony Reyes is back on, so they're accepting deposits for Tony Reyes trips, including our trip in April, our Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
They are packed solid. Robert, Capo Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Robert?
Chief, how's everything this morning?
Good morning, good.
Oh, my gosh. I got this just inkling to go down to Rancho Leonero after listening to last weekend's show. I love APCO clothing. When I was a child, I'd wake up under the Christmas tree. I'd always get a brand new APCO fishing shirt or something. So I was always a stylish kid in town. So everything's good. And so I come home the other day, and my girlfriend says she talked to, what's her name? Pamela. Okay, so Pamela and my girlfriend had this conversation at her lunch while she's at work. And so she comes home, she says, well, what do you talk? So she goes, well, I made reservations. So I'm going fishing with you guys down there.
Awesome. Well, that's great.
That's cool.
Well, it's going to be a great time. And, of course, that is sponsored by Cutwater Spirits. And Yusef and the gang from Cutwater are going to be there to give out $5,000 in cash and prizes for that tournament. We're going to just have, and Ricky's going.
Yeah.
I'm going. It's going to be a great time.
I can't wait.
And I think there was one or two rooms left. We filled up. There were seven last week. We filled up almost all those. But I think there's a couple rooms left. So if you want to go with us next June to our Let's Talk Hookup 25th Anniversary Tournament.
And there are some really good airfares to be had, too. You want to talk about a time where you're going to get some, you know, good airfare flying down and enjoy paradise, man. Come with us. Snag up that last room or two.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we'll look forward to it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Robert.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Steve. Steve's calling us from Mission Viejo. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I had two quick questions. The first one was about that Nick Wax. My regular AFCO shorts and T-shirts, can I use that Nick Wax for those too, or is it just a waterproof jacket? And the second question was, do they make that Psycho Pro in any other color?
Great question. Yeah. So we did just start carrying the Nick Wax. It's called I believe it's base wash, which you can use for your shorts as well as your performance shirts. The great thing about Nick Wax is it covers multiple categories. We started with items that would cover our rainwear, but we've noticed, they have polar proof, which covers your fleece and your down jackets. Especially with AFCO, everything we make has a lot of technical features like the DWR, antimicrobial treatment. So by using that Nick Wax in all categories, it'll just, continue the life of the product. And as far as Psycho, we do produce a pink and a clear up to 80, and then anything over 80 is just clear. And all that can be found on our website or at your local tackle shop. They'll be able to, if they don't have it, they can order it for you. Pink and clear up to 80 and then clear over 80.
And you can get that a look, but the Nick Wax you need to get at AFCO.com.
So Nick Wax you can get on our website, AFCO.com, or your local REI is usually the best place to grab it.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question from John of Escondido. He says, how easy is it to return something that you order online from AFCO if it doesn't fit correctly? So we talked about fit.
Which is a good question because you guys have so much stuff, not everybody can carry everything, but it is available.
Right, absolutely. So one thing we pride ourselves on at AFCO is our customer service. So if you do purchase something online, you get it home and it doesn't fit, you can just go onto our website, click the returns link, and they will send you a prepaid label and exchange the item out for you. You know, that's not a problem. We love to do it. I know I've had that happen multiple times when you buy something and maybe the fit's just a little off and you want to switch it. Not a problem. We'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, you send a pickup notice and just pick it right up.
Yeah, so our customer service team will issue them out the no-charge free return label as well as exchange the item.
So it's so you buy it on AFCO.com. It's always better to go to your local tackle store.
Absolutely.
And get it. But if you don't have a chance to do that, you don't want to go to a tackle store now with the COVID thing and all that stuff, order at AFCO.com. Doesn't fit, order a return label, ship it back, doesn't cost you a penny.
Absolutely, yeah. And our web team's great. They've made the site super user-friendly, so everything's
good.
You know, really self-explanatory, and if for some reason you know you're having any technical issues, our customer service line's amazing. They'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, and Cliff in Lakewood had a follow-up question to what I was just talking about, right?
You keep stealing all my texts, man.
You go ahead and do it.
All right. It's funny because the texts come through, we always like kind of shuffle through, like the last three in a row that you read, I'm like, ooh, that's a really good one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read that one. This one does come from Cliff. He says, hey, great show and really good knowledge on the wet gear. I really can't decide between the Triton and the Solitude. Where could I go to try them on?
And he said he's in Lakewood. So I think the closest place to you in Lakewood would most likely be Performance Tackle. Would carry a lot of it. I know Mark over there carries a whole range of our outerwear. As far as like in that Orange County area, you're looking at Performance Tackle, Melton Tackle, and Longfin. And then, you know, really Fisherman's Landing's probably got the biggest assortment up in the San Diego area as well.
So what is the difference between Triton and Solitude?
So Solitude's the 10K waterproof just shell, and Triton comes in the bib for the bottom layer, and then it has the full-on jacket, and it's 20K waterproofing. And there's some other technical features as far as adjustability around the waist as well as around the hood. So, you know, if you're going to the islands and you're going to be taking on a good amount of water, Triton would be the way to go. If you're, you know, for me,
that's a bib and a jacket.
Yeah. Traditionally, growing up, I've done a lot of big boat fishing, you know, out of, you know, the landings, out of Fisherman's, and I wear Solitude 99% of the time. If I'm going with like Benny Florentino to Clemente, then I'm going to wear a Triton or a Hydronaut.
In really short, basic terms, Solitude is $100 and great, and Triton is $200 and better. You know, I mean, like
so is that for the whole set?
That's for the top, for the jacket.
Top. Yeah, and so the whole set would be $400 for Triton.
So jacket.
So if you're talking
but
top
it's 20K
and bottom
versus 10K,
exactly.
You're talking top and bottom. It's $200 for the great. It's $400 for the better.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. And then the Hydronauts in that same price range.
So Hydronauts in the same price range as Triton, and then our higher end suit, which would be Anhydrous, is going to be your $700 to $800 complete range.
Yeah.
So that's one good thing about AFCO is we have multiple tiers of products.
Right.
So it kind of fits, you know, multiple needs of anglers.
Sure.
One thing you'll learn in the industry is not one item fits all. So that's a great thing. We have multiple tiers that people can choose from.
Okay. So Pete texted a question about what's the difference between Anhydrous and Hydronaut?
Great question. So Hydronaut is going to be your two-layer. It's going to keep you warm. We developed that suit for the freshwater market, but it's really taken off as well, you know, in the offshore angler in SoCal.
In Anhydrous?
Hydronaut.
Hydronaut.
Yeah, and then Hydronaut also has those comfort straps on the shoulder that disperses the weight evenly. It doesn't dig into your traditional bib. It also has the speed vent hood. It has the double cuff so that water doesn't bleed up the arms.
Okay.
And then Anhydrous is your three-layer, 30K waterproof. I always refer to it in easy terms, it's just bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like, it, literally, you can't penetrate it. It's made with Event breathable fabrics. So it's a branded fabric. It has gaiter, blanking on the term, but around the ankle so your boot doesn't rub and break the material up. It's got a cord lock system around the waist and the hood for adjustability. So if you are running offshore and you want to cinch that hood down.
It's the best. And the hood, like if you're wearing it, like I wear a hat all the time. I wear a hat if it's overcast or not or whatever when I'm fishing. But the hood, you can stretch over the bill of the hat and then you can cinch it down. So like your hat's not wet and it's raining and then it runs off. Everything about that suit is killer.
killer.
The great part about it is we've been in Hydras for a few years now, and when we launched Hydronaut and had the Speed Event Hood, that hood wasn't really known in the saltwater market. That was really a freshwater thing. Now we have a lot of consumers like, oh, well, I don't need the Hydronaut. I don't need the warmth. I just need the really amazing shell. So we have something worked up our sleeves next year where we're going to be making some changes, and we're going to have that Speed Event Hood in our new suit for the 30K. We call it in Hydras. It's going to come out as a different name. But
30K?
Yeah.
We're bumping it up.
Bumping it up.
That's what Anhydrous is that right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Anhydrous is 30K.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the updated Anhydrous with the new changes that we made will come out fall of next year. It's going to be launched under the name Barricade.
I can just say Anhydrous is it's a big investment. There's no doubt about it. It's a lot of money to spend on it, but it is the best.
It is
the best rain
Very
gear.
Very packable.
Totally.
Yeah.
It is the best you could ever have.
Lightweight, but super durable.
Yeah. Super durable. I mean, I've had mine, gosh, I have like one of the first samples we produce, and it's easily 3 years old, and it's like new.
Still going.
Now it's caught on everywhere, and people are aware of it. I remember when we were fishing up in Sitka, we did a day of river fishing with a guide who had all, you know, the super high-end Sims type stuff, and we were comparing the two, and he was just like, dude, it is just... It's so much better. It is the best thing out there. Comparable to any of the highest end brands that make that style of gear, it is the number one.
No question about it. Hey, Chris from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Matt. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing
good.
Terrific.
How are you, Chris?
Now, nice to hear from you. Of course, you guys are busy. You and Wayne are very busy with CCA. But one thing you're getting involved in is the CCA California Toy and Canned Food Drive. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so we decided to do something, you know, nice for the community. We're collecting any new and unwrapped toys and canned goods for the military families in need over at Camp Pendleton. And we're calling out all the sport fishing community and this holiday season. And we're going to be at Dana Landing next Saturday, so December 12th, from 8 a.m. to noon. And you guys are more than welcome to drop off your new and unwrapped toys along with any canned goods that you'd like to donate. And we're very lucky. We've got Steve Pinard from Dana Landing. He kicked in a $100 gift card along with Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak. He's giving away $100 worth of Salty Crew merch. And if you donate a new and unwrapped toy and any canned good, you're going to get entered to win either of those.
Nice,
that's
nice.
So cool.
That's really
Good
cool.
Job,
Those guys.
Guys
are so supportive, and thanks to Ron. And of course, Ron will be our guest next Saturday on our first broadcast over at 1090. So Ron will be the guest and probably be talking about that. But this is all going to happen 8 a.m. to noon at Dana Landing and Fast Lane Kayaks right there. You just bring your unwrapped toy or canned good right there, and you get entered into the event, right?
Exactly. And if you guys want to, you don't have to get out of the car. We'll come to you. Just pull right in front, and we'll come and collect your items from you.
Great. And I also mentioned, too, that the Oceanside Senior Anglers have a Toys for Tots canned food drive the Tuesday, December 15th, from 9:30 to 11. And that will be the drop-off would be at the El Corazon Senior Center on Senior Center Drive in Oceanside. And that's a great group, Oceanside Senior Anglers, and helping the military families. Same cause with the Toys for Tots program there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you said, Pete, we're partnering up with those guys, very, very generous people, and looking forward to next Saturday.
All right, very good. All right, next Saturday. We appreciate that, Chris, and appreciate what all the great work that you and Wayne do at CCA for help us keep out there fishing.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts, more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helpridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You can fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short fly directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having a great time. I have learned so much about outer water stuff that I didn't know about. This show has been awesome. Like, I don't know how Maddie, like, gained this amount of info about Garmin's
it's
and all this stuff,
awesome.
But it's really cool.
Yeah, it is great. How long have you been with AFCO? Gosh, I'm on year eight right now.
Year eight already?
Kidding. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Started the warehouse, right?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. You know, my mom started AFCO 12 years ago, and I was like 19 going to college, and Cody Shedd called me and he's like, "Do you want a job?" And I was like, you know, at the time I was, you know, young and wasn't really thinking about the future. And I was like, you know, I love to fish, it'd be great. And it just really evolved into something really good for me. And, you know, really love being in AFCO. They're a great family to work for and it's a great company. So,
you started pulling t-shirts and putting them into boxes, and now you know about 30K and everything, yeah. Everything else there is to know about.
Well, there's a lot of great teachers at AFCO. That's one thing I've learned. You know, there's a lot of people who've been there a long time. You know, Dave Elm, shout out to him. Yesterday was his 32nd anniversary at AFCO.
32nd.
Wow.
Hey,
yeah, that's rad,
happy
Dave.
Anniversary there, Dave. Dave's an amazing guy.
He's a great guy. Really hardcore fisherman. I know he's listening today, so congrats, Dave. But, you know, there's a lot of people with a wealth of knowledge. And just over the years, you know, I've been really, you know, grateful and lucky that the Sheds have moved me from, you know, production to operations to sales. And I'm able to pick up a lot of information over the years.
And so, you work with people all across the country.
Yeah, so I'm like the in-house support for our rep force, which is about 18 to 20 guys. So they're actively in all of our independent accounts, you know, like Fisherman's Landing or the Longfin. I'm servicing them, and I'm just their hub to AFCO. So I kind of assist them with anything they need. So, you know, experience from them, a lot of those guys have a lot more experience than me, so it's just great to kind of be around, pick, you know, be a sponge and absorb a lot.
The sheds always pull like really, really good people in, whether it's design or they just, you know, they know the technical side or whatever it is. Like, there's never a lack of like bringing in the best people, you know, when it comes to building the new products.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. Over the years, you know, I've watched the team grow, you know, a lot. You know, when I first started in the office, 7 years ago, it was really myself, Matt Florentino, and about two or three other people, and I mean, now we're just packed. I mean, we've got a large marketing team. You know, we've been really blessed through the pandemic. I mean, our business has been really strong. We've been hiring, you know, new people for the marketing team and production team, and they all bring their own little niche or touch to the line that just, you know, enhances our growth and our quality. So it's been really fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy kind of learning from all of them. And you never thought I'd know so much about apparel before, but
cool.
It's been really good, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's cool. Hey, another question from our text here is, do the jackets come with high visibility colors like yellow and orange with reflective tape?
So our suits don't come, you know, colored and reflective prints or anything like that. But some of our bibs, like our Anhydrous and the Proteus, they do have the high-vis yellow straps. And a lot of the logos are high-vis as well, so they're reflective. So if lights hit them, they will shine, you know, off. It's been a pretty big request for some people. So, you know, the straps kind of meet that, as well as a lot of the logoing on it. They do reflect, but there's not like an all-over orange or yellow like you see in some other
brands.
But you
have the reflective tape on
you
the outside
do,
of the Hydrous.
Yeah,
very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
That sounds great, man. They're still packed up. Want to talk to Maddie. How about Brian and Wildemar up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Brian?
Good morning, guys. Pick me up?
Yeah, loud clear, morning.
All right, good. First, a question and a statement. Question, Maddie, I hate getting my sleeve and my jacket wet in the bank tank. So what do you got to for that situation there? I don't know if you have like a jacket where that you can zip off one the right hand sleeve or something.
Yeah, so our Hydronaut suit and our Anhydrous, they have a double cuff. So it's like a neoprene liner. So when you put the jacket on over your layer, it seals off your wrist. So you can fully submerge your hand in the bait tank or, you know, when I was fishing with Benny Florentino a few weeks ago, you're lipping a bass and you always get water kind of running around. It doesn't soak the layers underneath, you know, so if you do take the jacket off, you're not all, you know, musty and, you know, swamp, you know.
No, that's a nice feature, and it's comfortable, too.
Yeah, it's super
it's
comfortable.
It's adjustable.
Yeah, it's adjustable, and the great thing about it, too, you know, like when you're reeling, I've worn some jackets that were in AFCO over the years where it's super tight. It's not really comfortable. It's restricting. Ours aren't restricting. They're meant to flex. You know, one thing about us is we don't just come up with a concept and shoot it to production and it hits the floor and you guys are buying it. It goes through really over a year of testing from our pro staff, our internal staff, and through multiple variations to make it that perfect piece.
That's cool.
And the other thing, too, about AFCO is it's made for fishermen. It's not made for mountain climbers or rock climbers or anything
point.
Like that. It's made for fishermen.
That's right. Yeah. And we pride ourselves on that, and that's how it'll be, you know, going forward as well.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mark?
How you guys doing today?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, good. Matt, I have a question for you. Do you have a deck boot that you have that's out, or are you coming out with one?
We don't do any type of footwear currently as far as a deck boot. One thing I wear, I think a lot of people in the industry wear, is the Extra Tough boot. So if you were looking for any type of footwear, I would definitely go with Extra Tough. They make a great product, super comfortable, and keeps you dry.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Chuck in Long Beach is up next. Hey, Chuck, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've got a couple things, one for you guys and one for Matt. Matt, do you have stuff for, like, the surf angler or the guy that's going out there maybe trekking back in a streamer in the morning that's going to keep you dry from, like, salt spray or the mist and everything, but is light enough that you can roll it up and stick it in a day pack so it's not taking up the whole space? And for Rick and Pete, Decker was talking about last week how the off-the-air stuff is almost just as good as the on-the-air, and I've seen that at some of your remotes. Is there any chance that you guys might do the entire broadcast live on the archives where we can listen to the in-between scenes at that point?
Probably not.
I'd have to watch my mouth. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, it would be fun.
Kidding.
You know, we've batted that around, even like streaming it live on Facebook or something like that. But
it's usually just giving a hard time to whoever the unlucky recipient is at the time. You know, like all in fun. But yeah, who knows?
And then in regards to surf fishing, you know, for us, if you were surf fishing, our shorts dry very quickly. You know, we don't have anything with, like, the full sealed, you know, feet, like a wader-style bib. We don't currently offer that. But, you know, if it's warm out and you want to wear a pair of shorts, I love our pack short. Really light, breathable. It dries very quickly. We do have a board short coming out next spring, which would be March. It's called the Saba board short. We won an ICAST award for the technical aspects of it. Super comfortable. It's seamless. It dries very quickly. And then for your top, you know, I would layer with a Samurai Performance shirt and then a Solitude jacket. You know, keep the light, you know, the heavier mist off the top portion of your body, and you can definitely pack that away in a backpack once you are done fishing.
Go AFCO shorts, I wear them every day.
Yeah.
It's like just like it's. I mean, they're stretchable, they're breathable, they dry quickly if you get them wet, and just super comfortable.
Yeah, you know, and the great thing too, at this last ICAST, we introduced a new AeroMesh short. So the Uri Performance shirt, which has been a real big hit for us as far as being lightweight and breathable and moisture wicking, we produce a short as well out of that fabric, so it's super breathable. I don't have a sample size that fits me yet, but they're super lightweight, and I'm looking forward to get my hands on a pair when we do get those in March.
Very good.
My favorite thing is that you still make AFCO MO1 shorts that are literally, those are bomb proof. You can't, like, that was almost a poor design in the beginning because you can legitimately
can't wear
roll,
them out.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can roll a pair of those things for 15 years.
You know, we get it all the time. I mean, especially when I'm on customer service, you know, she'll get people, you know, I've had these shorts for 20 years and they're still going strong. I think I was at the dentist like a few months ago and the guy was like, oh, you work for AFCO? Yeah, I do all my gardening in those MO1s. They're like 25 years old.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So they're still a staple, you know, in the line and across the country. I mean, especially, you know, in the South and stuff. I mean, kids wear those to school and their uniforms, like, we're approved by a lot of these schools to wear, so it's really cool to see. I mean, I'd probably wear the long ones if I were going to wear them, not super short ones, but super great product.
And they do, like, MO1 comes available in multiple lengths too, right?
Yeah, so we do have the it's 16 inch outseam, and then we have an 18 inch, so the long. They're in some shops in SoCal. I know Fisherman's Landing carries the Navy MO1L, which is the longer version. But, you know, in the East Coast and stuff, they love that shorter style short. So that's why we sell the 16, which is our most popular.
All right. Very good. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Roy in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. How's it going, Roy?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, you guys kind of touched on it a little early with Jim and also the other guy. But as a kayaker, I'm sitting out here in San Diego Bay right now doing some fishing and stuff.
All right.
And talking about the cold morning and then the you know, peeling something off and also being very visible because we're kind of low to the water, you know, we want something. You guys, was it the Reaper? Does that come in the brighter color so that people could see us?
So currently I think the lightest color in Reaper that we carry is Cactus, which is like a matted green, like green color. Nothing in high vis as far as like an orange or anything like that. All the other colors are definitely darker. So your blacks and your navy heathers, charcoal heathers. So if you're looking for something that's a little bit brighter than our normal, you know, palette, then you would want to go with that Cactus color.
All right.
You got it, Roy.
Great. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah. Morning. Ed and Mira Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Ed.
I've got a question about getting blood and, you know, squid ink off of one of your T-shirts and that. What's the best way to do that without ruining it?
So the best thing I like to recommend to people if you're wearing our performance shirts and you get any type of blood or squid ink on them is to immediately go to the bait tank, take a little bit of water, and just break down the blood or the ink to get it off, the majority of it off the garment. The best thing about that is it doesn't, you know, dry and get hard, and that's just a pain in your washing machine, you know, anyway. If you do that and you throw it in with your normal detergent, it'll easily pull out the blood or the ink. I mean, ink's definitely the harder one of them to get out. I was doing some fishing, and we were using squid, and I did get some ink, and I used the Nick Wax base wash, and it pulled it right out. But that's the biggest key. The biggest difference I've seen.
The Nick Wax cleaner pulled it right out.
Yeah,
wow. But not letting it set.
Not letting it set
is the biggest deal.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's in, you know, our garments are, like I said, they. Blood comes out very easily, but ink is one that you definitely want to break it down in the bait tank. I mean, I've definitely got it on the
Ink's worse than blood.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I've got it on the lower hem of my shirt before, and I just dumped the whole thing in the bait tank. And, you know, our shirts dry really quickly, so it's no big deal, but it just breaks down that consistency so it doesn't dry over the day.
Or you just have one pasted, and you've got, like your war suit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say,
your squid war suit.
On those, like, long-range trips when, you know, when you need to have a dozen shirts, you know, for going down there, I've got a hand. Like a bag in my room that's like just, well, these are only getting broken out of long range.
Yeah.
You know
the funny thing,
tuna
is
shirts.
Kevin Nakata from Hobie is the best one. You know, he has our Fish Ninja 2, which is, you know, years old, and that thing's like so stretched out. It's got blood and everything on it. He's like, it's my lucky shirt. And
yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Yeah. I was like, I'm more than happy to get you a new one. He's like, no, it's my lucky shirt.
No. You gotta have that lucky shirt. Yeah, you gotta have that for sure. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
This is a fun one. Hey, good morning. I'm out on the bow and need a weather resistant cooler gear for slinging jigs all day. I need comfort and mobility. What do you recommend? That's Jerry from Jigs Only.
All right.
Nice.
Hey, Jerry.
So, I mean, if you're on the bow and you, assuming you want something windproof, our new Reaper Windproof is our next variation of Reaper. Super comfortable. It's lightweight. The great thing about it is it does have the face mask built into it. That's our Hexatron fabric. So, the best way to describe it, it almost looks like a honeycomb. It's got a, you know, nice texture to it, super comfortable. You know, those are in shops locally as well as on AFCO.com. I know we just got a batch of them. But the Reaper Windproof would be the one I would go with if I was, you know, pitching jigs and wanted to see how the wind and stay a little bit warm. It does have all the great features that, you know, we've known and love with our AFCO product, with a DWR and, you know,
and it's very flexible. It's really, really movable. You can,
yeah.
Not going to hinder you at all as far as casting.
No, not at all. So when I fished with Benny Florentino a few weeks ago, you know, we're throwing jigs and weedless all day long, and I wore that until probably about 2 or 3 in the afternoon before the fog broke off. And
cool.
Super comfortable. So I definitely recommend that.
Speaking of Benny Florentino, he'll be our guest right here in the World Headquarters 1 week from tomorrow.
Super knowledgeable.
That's,
yeah. That's
oh
awesome.
Man, Benny's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt.
AFCO Pro, Shimano Pro. He's got all Maui Jim Pro. He's got all
the
best stuff.
Yeah, you know, one thing about Benny is he's just a great guy all around, but he's so knowledgeable about our fisheries, and he doesn't mind sharing that information with you. I mean, I've learned so much from Benny over the years, and using his tackle and his techniques. You know, he's been an AFCO pro for a long time. Obviously, Matt, you know, works at AFCO as well.
Right.
But, you know, Benny brings a lot to the table, and, you know, we're super stoked to have him, and it's great that you're going to have him on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's jump back into the phones this time. Talk to Hills. Hills called us from Ventura. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
I had
two questions. For Maddie is, you know, I have AFCO neck buffs because they are the most comfortable way to, I'm a redhead, and to avoid a sunburn. I haven't had one since I got a couple of those.
They are definitely
not only that,
comfortable.
But if you pull it up over the back of your brand new Dodgers hat or Padres hat, it's not gonna blow off, you know, in the wind. So I was gonna ask you about those. As far as they're not like 2 or 3 layers, you know, there's, I still feel protected, you know, as far as like the precautions. And then my other question was, are the rod components, which are the best, I have them on some of my most recent custom rods, the rod guides and stuff like that. Is that still a big part of your business?
Yeah, so I'll start with the mask thing. So, our masks are super comfortable, and unlike a lot of people, our face masks have a tapered back to go over the top of your shirt so your collar doesn't get burnt. You know, a lot of people in the market that have, like, their face buff, when you turn, there's so much stretch and not enough fabric, it just slides up the back of your head, and before you know it, you know, you're fried. So ours have that tapered fit to go over the back of your shirt to keep you completely out of the sun. And, you know, the rod component business has changed a lot over the years. I mean, it's still, you know, a good portion of the AFCO business, but it's really a specific customer now with the different types of guides and you know, butts that people are using locally. I mean, probably about 2 years ago, we stopped making the real seats, but we still do make the unibutts and the straight butts and the roller guys and bait nets and all that stuff. But I would say, you know, it's still, you know, a very important part of our business. It's just changed over the years.
AFCO makes the best gaffs.
Exactly.
Period. I mean, the gaffs are just second to none.
Let me ask
bait
you,
nets are the best.
Let me ask you this, because we had this debate at the shop the other day. Are you a fiberglass gaff guy or an aluminum gaff guy? Because they're both... They're the two best of those two things, but where do you lean?
I like them both.
Yeah.
But I snapped a fiberglass gaff on a big bluefin this year on my swim step. So for sinking one into a bigger fish, definitely the aluminum. For just every all around every day, fiberglass.
Good. Yeah. No, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
And, you know, one thing that... the Hobie guys pointed out to me with the fiberglass is for them, it cuts through the water a little bit more because
No doubt it does.
So... I mean, gosh, I'd say fiberglass, too, just because of how light it is.
I like the grip. I like the cord handle, the Turk's head.
All about it.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
good call.
Sure.
We're selling way more unibutts now than we ever did before, too. Like the last, just because of the big bluefin thing, like we've sold more unibutts in the last 3 years than we did in the previous 10 years.
And so explain a unibutt.
So we have our bent butt, which is the... Rick, you can help me out. You're probably a little bit more knowledgeable about the tackle side.
Yeah.
The aluminum butts and that's what we're talking about. The bent butt. I think unibutt is the universal term, and it comes with a straight or in a curved butt, and then it comes in a short or a long version. Long more commonly used in the fighting chair. Short more commonly used in a belt and harness, or like just left in the gunnel and turn on the rudder.
Which would be more
argued. Multiple sizes, and then they have Stora butts, which is a butt section that attaches to the rod. It basically has a second attachment behind the reel, and the main idea was for guys in yachts, you know, that store their reels in the salon, where the curved butt section was then hanging down 2 feet. You could remove that butt section, but it adds some cool features for us here because you could swap between a straight butt and a curved butt if you want to.
Mm. So you could make that curved butt into a straight butt.
Exactly. Rod. Yep.
Yeah. And I think too the local swordfish fishery is also kind of enhance the need for those.
Yeah. No question.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself the full AFCO prize package, including that camo reaper, the 7-inch flex fillet, and 2 spools of Psycho Pro. Way more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619 526-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of all those great prizes from AFTCO going to Robert in Capo Beach. Robert, congratulations. You are so stoked with that AFTCO gear.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Robert. We'll get your sizes and ship it right out to you for sure. Big news, Dave told me, man in the phones in there in the studio today, the Pride, Marcos from Seaforth just called in and said the Pride already has limits of bluefin tuna out
right
west.
On, so, nice job.
Yeah, so they're biting.
Limits of December bluefin.
And before 9 o'clock. Yeah,
that's
so
great.
That's
news.
Cool. So if you want to go tuna fishing,
hop on a boat tonight.
Call Seaforth or Fisherman's or Point Loma and get on it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, great job, Matt, as
so
always.
Cool.
Thank you for coming in, and it's so such a pleasure to have you and your knowledge, and such a great company that AFTCO is involved in here.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the next time.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get AFTCO products, wants to try things on, what's the best way?
So I always recommend going to our site, looking for a local dealer, and if the dealer does not have the item, you know, AFTCO.com has the whole spread of AFTCO items. If you have any questions, there's a lot of FAQ on the site. You can call in our customer service line. Super knowledgeable staff, and be more than happy to get you taken care
of.
Talk to your mom.
Exactly. Yeah, talk to my mom.
Yeah. She's great.
Connie's the best.
Connie's amazing. And the customer service, just everything about AFTCO, from the development, from the design to the guys handling the reps outside like you, and everything else, the people on the phone, fantastic job. Even like guys like Dave in the warehouse there that have been there for, and that's the thing. You're with AFTCO, you were there a long time.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of turnover. You know, there's been a lot of changes, but it's us hiring as we're expanding. So it's just a great company. We look forward to growing again in 2021. And we just want to thank all of our customers out there as well.
All right. Great job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate
that very much. And thank you today. Tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun will be right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. And that's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. Want to thank Adam for doing all that he does with their app. And yes, Adam will have the new station on the app starting next week. And of course, Dave in the studio handling all the phone calls and everything he does. Dave, we sure appreciate all that you do. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.